Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, I'm on a Shay Long. If you're watching, if you're listening, you're going to have a f- what I'm talking about, but I'm on a Shay's Long. I thought I'd be comfy today because I'm going to be chatting a lot about my time in LA, stories. I'm going in, I'm giving you guys a life update. So here we are, I've got my nipple out for you as well. Come on. Anyway, pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. So I went to LA because I was trying to find, I was doing some business out there. So I went to LA, I flew business class for the first time. Now, let me tell you, it's another world up there. Champagne. I wouldn't be surprised if they bought me oysters up there. I felt like the shit. Okay. It was sensational. You got to lie down. I got blackout drunk. I definitely snored the whole cabin out. And that's absolutely fine. Yeah, it was great. Anyway, got to LA, had a little sleep because we got there at night. Woke up, my manager forced me into a 5K run. If you know me, I'm not a runner. I don't run. If someone was trying to murder me, I probably wouldn't run then. I would just be like, this is my fate. Let me just get it over and done with. So yeah, she forced me onto a run. It was absolute hell. I thought I was going to die. I vape. So running and vaping, it doesn't go hand in hand. Vaping doesn't go hand in hand with anything apart from death. So, you know, I set myself up there. That was hell. One thing I learned in LA is that no one's got foreskin. And I know that could be a rogue thing to say, but no one has got foreskin. And we decided to call it the uncut crew. No, in England, they call us the uncut crew. Whereas in LA, they're the cut crew. And I was having, I went on the Boys Lie podcast and the girls there told me, they were like, no, like I've never been with a man which has foreskin. And I thought, that's crazy because I've only been with one man that didn't have foreskin and I didn't know what to do with it. Have you ever tried to toss off a man with no foreskin? It's so difficult. I had to say, what do I do? It's like learning how to drive a manual when you're used to an automatic. There's a lot more things that go into it than I realized. It was absolutely crazy. So yeah, that was insane. The weather was shit. Everyone has dogs out there as well, which I was like, wow. Because, I mean, you get dogs out here, but you don't get as many dogs. Every fucker has a dog and they just take them everywhere. Pilates, the dog's doing Pilates as well. It's crazy. What else did I do? Let me have a sip. Oh, that tastes really nice. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I hiked the Hollywood sign hike. It was absolute hell. I thought, oh, it's just like a straight road up. Why was I rock climbing 5 minutes in? I was in my Air Forces. It was insane. And one thing I'd like to mention, they call it the Hollywood sign walk. The Hollywood sign is, it might as well be on the other side of LA when you get up there. And it's crooked. I thought, hopped off the plane at LAX with my dreams in a cardigan. My dreams were shattered. That's the most underwhelming thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I was just so baffled. But I did the hike. I did 10,000 steps. And when you get down the mountain, it's not really a mountain. It's more of a cliff. There's a man in a stall selling fruit, but he puts like tahine and spicy stuff on it. So I had that. It sounded better than it tasted, but I thought I was on the health kick. I was on the health kick. Then I decided, because right next to it is the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, it's like going to Piccadilly Circus, Oxford Circus. It was, you know, it's just people everywhere, people cooking hot dogs on the street, fucking sweet corn. The crackheads out there, I don't know if I can say this. I don't know what they're smoking, but it's like a crackhead in England, you know, they look a bit, they're kind of friendly, actually, is what I'd say. You know, they'll say good morning. Crackheads out there? You have to cross the street. You have to cross the street. It was absolutely crazy. I saw some famous people out there. I saw Heather from Selling Sunset. Well, what a woman. She's tall. She's skinny. She had I think she just come from Pilates. So she had no makeup on. She was absolutely stunning. She just looked like she'd eaten just lettuce leaves since coming out the womb, you know, but she also had a bum. teach me the fucking ways. She had a little dog with her, obviously. I also saw Bill Nighy. Bill Nighy, Love Actually. Old bloke. Saw him, didn't say hello to him. And I also saw this author, hold on. You'll know her books. Her name is Florence, not Florence Pugh. Hold on. Let me get this up on my phone. I bumped into her in the toilets. Florence Given, and she wrote this book, Women Don't Owe You Pretty. If you can see that. So I bumped into her in the toilets and she was like, oh my God, you're English. And I was like, oh my God, you're English. And then I asked her if she was a lesbian and we bonded over liking women. And then she gave me her Instagram. It's fucking her. I was like, what a woman. What a woman. I'm buying the book just because she was so nice. What a girl. So yeah, I had a great time. What else did I do? Hold on, I'll get it on my notes. Well, one thing I did say on my TikTok as well is that everyone is fucking tiny out there, which is fine because you're all cute. I was a man on fucking stilts. Like the average height out there is like 5'3". Imagine I'm 5'10". And that, to be honest, in England, that's not even that tall. Like it's quite tall, but I genuinely, and obviously my managers are quite small as well. So I looked like their security. A man came up to me. We went for dinner at this place. Can't remember where it was called. Went for dinner and this man walked through the door as I was leaving, looked at me up and down and really emphasized the up. It was like he got athlete's neck and he went, volleyball player, and then walked off. And I thought, I know that wasn't meant to be nice. I know you were being a dick. And it pissed me off because then I was really self-conscious of my height the entire time. I was like, I looked like one of those people on stilts that you get at the circus. That's how I felt. I felt like a fucking giraffe. And it really put me off. So yeah, I don't know if it's tap water. I don't know, whatever. I went to Tom Tom. If anyone here watches Vanderpump Rules, I went to Tom Tom. It was too much in there for me. It was too much. It was too loud. Just, you know, everything was popping off. They gave me tequila shots in a champagne flute, filled up half the champagne flute with tequila. I thought I would love to make it home. If I drink all of that, I'll die. I may be from Britain, but that is, it was a step too far for me, but it was amazing to go. I went to Sir as well. Loved Sir. The atmosphere was electric. My server was amazing. I gave her a hefty fucking tip because I thought, you get it. Girls that get it, get it. I did try the goat's cheese balls. They tasted like fermented eggs. I don't know why Stassi really was into them at the time when she was on the show, but it wasn't for me. They were absolutely vile. And I also met Sheena. Sheena was actually lovely to me. I went on her podcast. I don't even know if I should have been putting my two cents in because I love everyone on the show and I'm scared now that people from the show are going to be like, who's this British bitch that's just come on? But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Everyone was really nice. I was also on the pod with Janet from the Valleys. She was lovely. Yeah, I was just living my Bravo dream. Everything's really expensive out there. I don't know how people live. Three coffees, $50. I thought I'm at risk of getting my nipple out here to get one of them free. It was a lot of money and I don't know how people live there. I got a tattoo as well. I got a cherry on my pussy. I was drunk and I thought this is like really like sexy, like fucking yeah. But from a distance, it looks like an ingrown hair. So we've all made mistakes. I've got red mushrooms on my arm. I've got a snake on the other. I've got angel wings on the back of my arm and I've got a cherry on my pussy. We all make mistakes and that's fine. I also wanted to do a public service announcement / apology. In a clip that I uploaded with the two Johnnies, I said that I think it's weird when girls shit in clubs and I've never done it. And you know what? I didn't take into account the girls that have IBS and I'm so sorry. I know when you guys have got to go, you've got to go, whether it's in a bush, a toilet. We could be at Buckingham Palace. When you girls have got a shit, you've got a shit. And I'm sorry because I didn't think of you. I just thought in my own brain, Listen, I've got the bladder of a camel. I can hold my piss for hours. You shouldn't do, but I can. And that's where my mindset was. And I'm sorry. Justice for the IBS girls. Carry that Imodium with you and shit to your heart's content. I'm sorry. And I hope you forgive me. If you don't, what can I do? Recently, I was thinking about my time. Obviously, yeah, I came back from LA and that was that. But I was thinking about how much my life has changed since I worked at Costa. And I used to love working at Costa. And the reason I used to love it was the old men. The old men, I would serve, you know, the Americanos too. You can always tell what type of person has what type of coffee. If it's an old, rugged man, they want an Americano, possibly with a side of milk. You know, they're easily pleased. Construction workers, they love a cappuccino. I love a cappuccino, not really a latte. A latte is for the yummy fucking mummies. The yummy mums, you know, the girlies. I just miss the old men there. They were always so nice. I'd flirt with them because I know they're not getting any at home. I'd like to really lift their spirits. One time I flirted too hard with the milkman. You'd always have a milk delivery coming in. I flirted too hard with this man. And for the foreseeable, I had to hide in the toilet every time he did a delivery because he started getting really weird. He started getting really, really weird and just a little bit touchy. So I had to hide in the toilets for that. One thing people don't get as well is when there's only two of you on and it's summer, I'd like a cooler. So I've got to do blending shit. But there's also people that want a large cappuccino, extra shot, decaf, soya, fucking one shot of the decaf. While I've also got extra cream, sprinkles on the cool drink. It is enough to send you into a spiral. I don't know how I stuck out that job at the time. I was sweating. The aircon would always break in the summer. So it was like the flaming pits of hell. I always used to get told off for how short my skirt was because I'd hike that shit up. Listen, you don't know when a rich man wants his coffee. And I would like to be his muse. So I would have to always take the opportunity. My arsehole was out most shifts. I'd always get disciplinaries for it. Always. So that was hell. I loved all the goss. And for those that don't, I was a Bristol maestro, right? So I had keys. I was able to lock up the shop. I don't know why I was trusted with that. I didn't give a shit about that job. Like when it came to cleaning and mopping, I'd just throw the bucket over the floor, just give it a mop. Hope that helps. In Costa toilets as well, you find the craziest stuff. I used to find little empty bottles of alcohol. People would shit up the wall. Constant positive pregnancy tests. Constant. So anyway, like anytime someone would come in a bit early pregnancy, I'd be like, name it Costa. You deserve it. Actually, there's one story, which is a crazy story, but there was one of our regulars. I'm going to say it. There was one of our regulars and she was really close with her brother. Her brother had a very specific look about him. She didn't really look like him, but he very specific, mousy look. She had another child and she came in when it was born. And before we could even say anything, she went, "It looks like my brother, but it's not my brother's." And I thought, it's your brother's, isn't it? For you to say that, you fucked your brother. And in the area that I worked, not uncommon. It wasn't uncommon. It was one of those towns that you don't ever leave. You know, you're born into, you stay, and you don't leave and you'll get buried in that church. It's hell. But yeah, so that's my first dabble of incest that I'd seen. And it was crazy and it grew up and it looked like the brother. So I hope they're well. You know, it was crazy times. And I was actually really sad when I left, but everyone I worked with has now left. So, and a lot of them went to Screwfix. So if I didn't get in this industry, I probably would have worked at Screwfix because I follow the crowd. I'm not going elsewhere. I always think that I would have loved a call center, no, like a little office job. I would have loved to have decorated my office, had some stickers, little computer, maybe like a headset. I could have fucked with a headset. Flirt until you get the deals in. I could have been a recruiter, God forbid. But that could have been my path. So I'm glad I'm on this because I would have been fired straight away. As much as I loved eating out in LA, I was so pleased to come home to my HelloFresh box, as it means I didn't have to worry about restocking my fridge. Speaking of, I want to give a big thanks to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. HelloFresh brings more to your kitchen, making every meal an opportunity to achieve something delicious. I have never eaten so good in my life. I can finally say that I have a balanced diet and lifestyle. HelloFresh is so easy and convenient. It means I don't have to go into the shop and try and find all the ingredients, don't have to worry about finding recipes online. I can just get it delivered to my door whenever I want, and don't even get me started on how much time that I save. Picking the meals couldn't be easier, as there is so much choice. I don't have to worry about the dreaded weekly food shop or measuring out ingredients. If you're a bit of a picky eater, then HelloFresh is of course for you. I'm going to tell you about my favourite recipes so far. I love the herby meatballs and linguine. I love a meatball. Also, if meatballs aren't your thing, they do a Thai style pork rice bowl. It's basically let me venture out into things that I'd usually be too scared to cook because I didn't think I'd be able to. It just makes it so easy. I can also make the box bigger for evenings that I know my girls are coming over, which I love. The subscription is super flexible. So while I was in LA, I just skipped a couple of boxes and now I'm back. So the boxes are back. Discover the delicious possibilities with HelloFresh. Visit hellofresh.co.uk/newgrace and unlock more in your kitchen. Use the link to get 60% off your first order and 25% off of the next 2 months. Here's something that I want to discuss. Smears. Smearsy smears. I've got a good story about this. So a few weeks ago, before I went to LA, I got my smear done, right? I've had a smear before when I was younger because I thought my pussy was falling off, but this time I got it for the sake of actually getting a smear. Go in, woman's lovely. Open my legs. It's all going well. It didn't hurt at all. The most awkward part is just waiting there with your puss out. That's the most awkward part. But in your head, you've got to think, I've done that on a Friday night with a man I don't know. So what is the difference between that and doing it to a doctor? And she's seen loads of vaginas. And she also said she had to get the smaller spectrum because it was too tight. So I was like, hey. Anyway, so I get that done and I'll wait for my results. My results come back. It's not looking good. So I have to go to West Suffolk Hospital. If you know about West Suffolk Hospital, congrats. Best hospital in the world. So I go there for a colposcopy, right? I don't know what the fuck that means, okay? But I turn up and I'm surrounded by pregnant people. And I'm thinking, oh, am I pregnant? I was thinking, does this, am I here for an ultrasound? I didn't know what this all meant because I didn't read the leaflet because it really sparked some fear into me. So I thought, no, I'm not dealing with this. So anyway, I sit down there, brought me mum because I thought, listen, if I pass out, she can deal with that. Made her drive. And then I get put in this room with this lovely woman and she's talking me through what the procedure is. And basically, I've got like moderately high cells, whatever that means. And it basically means it's like high, moderately high chance, moderately high. I don't know, actually, what the fuck am I talking about? It means precancerous cells is what I've got. It doesn't mean I've got cancer. But to me, when I first went in, I said, how long have I got? I said, tell me now, how long do I have? And then she was like, you're being dramatic. I was like, fine, sorry. I Googled it and I panicked and I spiraled. Anyway, so she takes me into this room. I take me bottoms off and you have to come out with a blanket. You kind of look like a Roman Caesar, you know, Julius Caesar, whatever his name was, King Caesar. That's how I looked. And I had to sit on this bed and there was four women looking at my snatch. I thought, in an ideal world, this is brilliant. But in this situation, not so much. Anyway, the doctor pressed the wrong button on the chair and I meant to rise. I start going forward. I'm getting pushed out of this chair with my legs in stirrups. Pussy out. It was traumatic. And then they're all trying to find the button with my pussy in their face. I thought, thank God I shaved. I forgot to shave my legs though. But whatever. I told them that. First thing I said in the room, I said, guys, I forgot to shave my legs. I'm really sorry. And they said, we're not looking at your legs. I said, okay, cool. Anyway, she puts in this thing, which to be honest with you, was close enough King Kong's finger. I thought, you have taken the piss with this, but it's fine. And they're all doing this. And they had to take bits out of whatever. Anyway, it wasn't as stressful as I'm making it sound. But in the moment, there was this lovely woman called Karen. Shout out, Karen. She said, would you like to hold my hand? Because basically, I needed some general anaesthetic. And I said, needle? Fuck off. I said, I'm not getting a needle in my cervix, even though I probably wouldn't have felt it. But it just the... I'm just not doing it. So I did it without general anaesthetic. I don't know why I thought that was an amazing idea. Karen next to me, I said, hold me, Karen. I said, hold me and never let go. I was holding this woman for dear life. I was saying all sorts of shit to this woman. I was looking over, the apprentice is looking into my vagina. I thought, this is hell. But it all ends well. And if you get your smear... I don't know if I've actually sold this to you, but you should get your smear. Because if I hadn't caught those cells now and I have to get treatment for them, I don't know where I'd be in 10 years, 20 years, 5 years. So it's always good to get it done. And if I can do it, you can do it. And I think it's good to have a few, like, you know, casual convo starters. My favorite is, so how did you get into looking at vaginas every day? That always eases the awkwardness. They have a little giggle. Some crowds are tougher than others. This specific one was very tough while I had my legs in stirrups. But yeah, just I'm telling about me day, I'm telling about me holiday. They didn't ask, but that doesn't matter because you're looking at my snatch. So I must speak. Yeah, that's basically my experience. Go get your smears. Otherwise, you'll get 20 years bad luck. I did a Q&A on my Instagram. This flavour actually bangs. It's cherry cola. I didn't think I'd like it because I'm not really a cherry cola kind of gill. But this absolutely slaps. Right, let me get my Q&A up. Bear with. Sorry for anyone that just heard that. Right, first question. How smelly is your pussy? We're going to skip that one. Everyone's saying, stop saying you're a rat. You're literally a frog. If you don't know, if you miss past episodes, you're either in life a rat or a frog when it comes to facial shape. I assume that I'm a rat because I've got a long nose, but I guess because my eyes are quite far apart that I may be a frog. I think I'm a frat, a mixture of a frog and a rat. So I hope that answers that question for you. How is single life any new men? Absolutely fuck all. If the people that did my smear had to blow off dust... It's hellish. I'm not speaking to anyone. I'm bored. I think I'm waiting till summer. I'm going to try and go to Ibiza. I'm hoping some of the lionesses will be out there and we can make love. That was weird. I've never said make love in my life. But no, it's all the DMs are pretty dry. And yeah, so that's good. What tan do you use? Filter by Molly May. Will you be doing a tour again later in the year or next year? So sad to have missed it. I am forcing another tour and I'm forcing it to be this year. Okay? Save your pennies. Fucking, if you're thinking of getting any, you know, boob jobs, anything like that, that take long healing, get them in the summer so you're healed in time for my tour. I'm doing it because I really enjoyed it this year. I actually had a really, really good time. If you could get with any celebrity, who would it be? Maybe like Meatball Molly or Johnny Depp. What did you want to be when you grew up? Well, this is interesting. To start with, I wanted to be Nicole Scherzinger. And then I clocked, that's not going to work out. And then I wanted to work as an ambulance crew member. Because I thought, you know, giving back, I get to wear green, you know, and it sounds good. What do you do? Fucking ambulance. But then I saw someone break their arm on 999 Watch Your Emerge and I nearly passed out. So I thought, and also I'm scared of sick. So I don't think that job role was for me. Respect to everyone in the ambulance community. I hope I never see you because that would mean I'm gravely ill, but you're doing a great job. Do you like Jaffa cakes? Here's a good story. I actually do like Jaffa Cakes, but there was a, you know, everyone has those rumours about teachers at school. There was one rumour about a teacher at my secondary school who was deathly afraid of Jaffa Cakes because apparently, well, when I was there, the rumour was she once got locked in a cupboard with Jaffa Cakes and it sparked a fear of Jaffa Cakes. As the years have gone on and people message me from my secondary school, the rumours changed, you know, that she was left in there so long that she had to eat the Jaffa Cakes and now she considers, you know, being locked in with Jaffa Cakes. One person said that they just threw a Jaffa Cake at her. There's so many variations of this story. But apparently the woman is scared of Jaffa Cakes. We never got to the bottom of it. And I think she's still at the school. But leave her alone. This poor woman has been going for centuries about the Jaffa Cakes. I'd be sick of it. How have you found your emetophobia when traveling? Here's the thing, right? So my emetophobia is really what I've noticed, a public transport thing. It really is bad on public transport. And also in winter months, I don't know why, in winter months, I go through it with the emetophobia. But obviously recently I did a long haul flight and I was actually really scared because I was like, I can't get off. But I think my go-to is take a Dramamine, take two, paralytic drunk, pass out on the flight. And I know that's not healthy. I know it's not. My mum keeps telling me, she says, Grace, that is crackhead behavior, but I'm sorry. When you're drunk, I'm going to be honest with you here, everything's dandy. I had a bit of turbulence on the way out there. I know it was turbulence, right? It was only for like 20 minutes, but I was so drunk that I thought, I love it. I was putting my hands up. I was loving it. I was like, what a time to be alive. And I didn't even think about the fact that this could make me sick. So I'd say have a few drinks when you're traveling. And if you don't drink, stay at home, save lives. I don't know. But that's how I deal with it. And I know that's really bad. Rescue Remedy is really good. You will never, ever find me without Rescue Remedy in my bag. I don't care if it's placebo. It works. Few droplets of that. I'm a whore for Rescue Remedy, constantly on my tongue. I love it and it calms me down. Doesn't taste great, but I think that's why it calms me down. It like shocks my head into being like, oh, something else to think about. So yeah, make me an ambassador. I always get a lot of messages about you guys wanting to start your own podcast, how to go about it. I would say, and this is my best advice, right? Do a pod either on your own chatting shit or with your best friend that you've got amazing stories with or that you've have the funniest times with, right? And here's why. Hold on. Had to have a sip. You want to tell your most embarrassing, wild, funniest stories on this pod and then you want to clip them and put them onto TikTok. Reason being is, the clips on TikTok will always do well when they're outrageous. And don't, you're going to get horrible comments. I always get horrible comments about the crazy stuff that I've done. Like, oh, who would want to marry someone like this? Okay, your dad. I will marry your dad. Do not test me. But I think the crazier you go, the better the pod will be. And then as soon as your pod starts doing well, then you can start talking about like, you know, normal stuff. Like, or even talking about stuff on the pod that's relevant. Pop culture stuff that people are interested in, and then clip it. It'll do well. TikTok is your way of advertising it. I think a lot of people come to my pod who haven't heard of me before from TikTok. So yeah, and you don't need a fancy set. You don't need anything like that. And like a good example of this is Anna and Mandy Vakili, the sisters in the City pod. They just do it with like a curtain behind them, but their pod is the funniest podcast ever. And I will watch it without being told because it's just amazing what they talk about. It's hilarious. So yeah, be unfiltered. Don't be scared about being cancelled until it happens. Then you can cross that bridge. That's what I would say. Oh, advice for starting uni. What I would say is if you're going to uni with a partner, break up with them. This is your time to go feral with no judgment, right? And I don't care if you're a good little Christian girl. you've got thoughts, all right? The worst regret that I did was going to uni with a boyfriend. I should have broke up with that man the day I got accepted. Go in, open-minded, free, do what you want. Go to nights out, mingle with people. If you're staying in halls, make an effort to speak to them. Make an effort to even do like, right, I think we should go. Because basically, student night in the first freshers, there's always a night every night at a certain club or whatever. You should get your halls together and just be like, we should do a prees for this place. And you can invite other people from like, not just your flat, like halls. That's what happened in my first year. And then you get to meet so many people and you don't have to be friends with all of them, but it's good to just know everyone. Start going out, blah, blah. Obviously focus on your degree since you got your degree, but you can, you know, first year, you can sort of bob it off a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like you can just sort of have fun. First year's for having fun. First year's also for finding out your limit on alcohol. And best believe I did that. But be safe while you're doing it, okay? You don't want, you know, you don't want the genital warts or anything in first year. It's not a good look. So go wild, dump your boyfriend. And if he's meant to be, then you'll get back with him the next year. He'll wait. And if he doesn't wait, it wasn't for you. Advice. Is it ever too early to move on from someone you loved? Nope. I think sometimes a rebound can be good. I haven't rebounded recently, but I would say sometimes a rebound can be good. But then you might have to get over your rebound. So you're just constantly having to get over someone. But I don't know. Sometimes getting into a relationship too early is a little bit mad because I think you definitely still have feelings for the other person. Even like 6 months on, when I hear people that are like, oh, I'm 6 months out of a relationship, like, and I'm getting with this other guy and I'm going to be in a relationship with him. I think, what? What? I need at least 2 years to like fully be done. So I've got a long time yet, but I'd say, you know, shagging, fine. Dating, no. If you could be on any reality show, what would it be? I really wanted to do Married at First Sight before I started this career. I wouldn't do it now, but I would have fucked up Married at First Sight, and I'll tell you why. I know I'd have been put with a minger. I know it. So what I would have done is I absolutely would have cheated with someone else's husband. It's a show. I would have done that. I'd have loved that. I'd have loved the drama, the dinner parties, and you get free wine. Hello? And you get like a free wedding dress. You don't have to pay a penny. I'd absolutely have done that. How do you find living alone? I'm moving into my first home solo, fresh out of a breakup. Okay, we're the same. At first I found it really lonely because I've like always either lived in like a house of six at uni or with my best friend or with my family. So this is the first time I've ever been alone. But I absolutely love it now. You can do what you want with the house. Everything is your say. You can eat what you want for dinner. You can drink alone on a Monday. I wouldn't suggest that because I know that did sound a bit crazy, but you could do it. Like no one, it's just fun. And also I thought I'd be quite scared living alone, but it's actually okay. I'm not going to lie. I do have a very big security system. I've even got a fucking panic button in my room. I am not fucking about, girls. I'm not. But maybe get things that will make you feel safer if you're worried about safety, like a Ring doorbell or like a camera. Or another Ring doorbell. I don't know. But yeah, my whole thing was safety. I was like, here we go. Am I going to get robbed? Do you use Facetune? I use FaceApp. Hollywood 4. You're welcome. Evens out the eyes. I can't help having a lazy eye. Body count. Here's something I want to address. A video of me and Philly just went viral, right? And they've made it look like I said my body count was 48. Now, no disrespect to anyone whose body count is 48. That's absolutely fine. My one is nowhere near 48. And everyone in the comments is like, fucking slag. Try find a husband. It's not 48. And I hate that you've taken that as 48. It's not. Give me a minute. Sorry, that really wound me up because I can't defend myself on Instagram comments. Something you regret. Probably getting a cherry tattoo on my pussy. My boyfriend doesn't let his phone out of his hand when I'm around. Should I be worried? Yep, he's cheating. Sorry. Let me do that a bit more. He may possibly be texting other women. Your best bet is to go for his phone when he sleeps. That's what I would do. But you never find anything good when you go through a man's phone. I don't think I ever went through my ex's phone. But I think you know you're in a good relationship. Well, you know you're in a good relationship when you don't think you should go through their phone. And also you should be open with it. Like, leave the phone on the side. So yeah, maybe that's something to hide. Don't know. If you had a cock, what would the first thing... If you had a cock, what would be the first thing that you would do? Probably have a wank. How have you been since the breakup? Are you over it? I've been fine. Thank you for asking. Although sometimes, here's what's weird about breakups, right? Sometimes I'll find out gossip about something and straight away I'm like, I need to go tell him that. He would have loved that. And then I'm like, oh, we're not together, so I can't tell you that. Or like, yeah, just random stuff where I'll drive past something and be like, oh, we went there together. But yeah, I guess that's just breakups, isn't it? But no, I'm fine. I'm all good in the hood. Let me see what you guys have DM'd me. Cool. I'm so sorry to anyone that hears my sips. Okay. I have a crazy story for you and I think you're the perfect person to tell. I got with my boyfriend in October and we were together for 5 months. We spent a lot of time together at the start and he began to act distant. I also lost my virginity to him. He broke up with me just before Valentine's Day and said it was because of his own issues from his past. And we spoke a little after, just saying how we want to see each other again, but didn't. And a few days later, I had a fake account message me saying my ex was with someone new and to stop messaging him. I replied with the fact we'd been messaging. The fake account then gave me some news of my ex being gay and him and this boy had been together for 5 months. So the entire time I was with my ex, I also had a boyfriend. No, with my ex, he also had a boyfriend. And the boyfriend on Snapchat, where he showed me videos of them in bed together and told me they slept together. During mine and his relationship, he always stayed at a house who he told me was his friend's dad's. Well, it was actually his boyfriend's. He also went to Manchester with his friends, quotation marks. But no, it was with his boyfriend. He didn't even get me a Christmas gift when I saved up to get him a nice gift, but instead he bought his boyfriend one and they were also spent Christmas together. Okay, I cannot read that last line, but did you see that last line? Crazy. I cannot read that. The other woman. I think that's absolutely... I don't know, gay rights, first of all. I think, you know, that is sad. Sometimes I'm like, would I be more upset if I got cheated on with like a guy than a girl? Because they've got something that I can't give them. A cock. You get what I'm saying? Like with a girl, I can be like, yeah, well, gee, don't know, tits are smaller than mine, even though mine are mosquito bites. You know, you can sometimes make yourself feel better about it by that, but that is crazy. Yeah, I hate to tell, that is absolute hell. I'll say that now. I can't even give you any advice. Apart from maybe check if they're on Grindr first. I don't know, make a fake account. That's all the only advice I can give you. Next one. My friend was seeing this boy and we were in the pub one day and he took his balls out and this other girl started licking them in front of the whole pub. And she still went home with him an hour later. I have never, to be honest with you, even in a sexual way, I've never looked at balls and go, nom, nom, like I've never wanted to lick them. That I've never sat there and gone, fucking hell, let me gobble those wrinkly fucking sacks. I've never ever thought that, right? So for her to do this in a pub is crazy. But then alcohol talks. You know, after a few vodka cranberries, would I lick a nutsack? No, actually, is the answer to that. Even drunk, I don't think I'd lick balls. But you know what? I've gone home with men that they've shown me so much disrespect that night. And I've still gone, well, Uber or Bolt. You know, sometimes if there's an easy option there, you go for it. Ugh. Being a woman. Right. What else have I got? Went home with a boy after a date, thinking he seemed relatively normal. As soon as we got to his flat, he said he was hungry, and I suggested having a piece of toast. Instead, he began preparing a full fajita meal at 2 a.m. Sat and demolished it in front of me in about 2 minutes, and I still decided to shag him. I can still picture him flipping the chicken around the pan, acting like he was fucking Gordon Ramsay. You know what? A good performance isn't going to come out of a hungry man, right? That's not the way it works. You've got to keep him well fed. Men to me are like, what's a plant? Gorgonzolas. A plant that needs a lot of TLC. You've got to keep them watered. You've got to keep them fed. You know, occasionally toss them off. And then they're happy. That's how you have to deal with them. So I think you dealt with this well. Fajita's crazy. And he didn't offer you any, I'm assuming. I would have absolutely demolished that as well. I hope he brushed his teeth, though. I think, you know, fajita breath is also a little bit crazy. Right, last one. I'm in love with my ex and message him on the daily since we broke up 2 months ago. But if I get back with him, my two best mates will kill me. What do I do? I'm going to be honest with you here. I am the worst person to ask this. I think even, this is so bad. But if a man cheated on, this is so bad. If a man cheated on me, but he groveled enough, I'd probably get back with him. Right, I said it. And I know that's bad. I have no self-respect and the suffragettes are rolling in their grave. But sometimes home comforts. Okay, if they continue cheating on me, I probably will not date them anymore. But, and I think you're a fucking liar if you say, you know, say you've been with someone like 7 years and they like kiss another girl. Like, it's so difficult to throw away the history. I don't know. Am I an idiot? I am an idiot. I'm a pushover and I'm a fool. But I guess it's circumstantial as well. Like, some men I can let go of. Some men I can't. Here's an example. This is an awful example. Elon Musk. I'm dating Elon Musk. Okay? I've got 7G wagons. I've got a mansion. I've got a holiday home in Cancun. I've got everything. He fingers another girl. I'm not breaking up with that man. I'm going to go to Cancun. I'll have a little cry and then I'll get him to buy me a Chanel. And the comments are going to love this. I know women these days. Fuck off. I've got a Chanel bag out of it. Okay. Sometimes I get how like footballers' girlfriends stay with them. Don't take my advice, clearly, is what we've just learned in that past 5 minutes of me rambling about cheating being fine on me. Don't cheat on me. My future husband's watching this. You fucking dare. But if you do, buy me Chanel. Sorry. Okay. What's this one? I know I said last one, but whatever. Once me and my friend met this lad and he travelled like 2 hours on the train. He was actually seeing my friend, but she wanted me as company. Right. They then forced me into a three-way. How do you force someone into a three-way? Straight after the three-way, he called his mum to tell her. That wasn't even the worst part. Me and my friend woke up in the night and there were shit stains on the bed. We said something to him and he smelt it and denied it. Denied it was him, but ran to the toilet. We ran out the hotel at 5 a.m. and went home. I didn't speak to either of them anymore. You know, the thing with a three-way is, if it's with your mate, you have to be wary that you do have to look at them in the eye. You have just seen their vagina, their arsehole. You can't go for brunch afterwards. Sorry, I must sip. I've got an awful image in my head of that. Yeah, like, I don't understand as well how people get into three ways. I don't understand. And what is the other person meant to do when the other people are at it? Another thing this brings me on to is sex parties. I don't understand. Do you go, hello, my name's... Do you walk in the... Hello, my name's Grace. Do you all start fucking at the same point? What happens when everyone finishes but one is still going? Is that not awkward? Because you must get post-nut clarity. Who cleans the sofas? Do you know everyone's name? Do you speak to them after? Do you have small talk before? So many questions that are going on in my head right now. I don't think I'm made for it. I'm very vanilla. I've said it before. I'm a vanilla girl. And I think, you know, gone are the times where we should, you know, it used to be shamed, frowned upon for being vanilla. How dare you lie there like a dead fish? But I say we bring back being vanilla because the freaky shit some people are into is fucking bizarre. I don't want to get thrown around a room like a rag doll. Why would I want to do this? So much effort, so much movement. You know, why am I looking at myself in a mirror? Please, please. I'm never looking good in the side of a mirror. The side profile? God forbid. I think we should just bring back being vanilla. I think it's fine. You know, if it was all right for the Tudors and the Victorians and Tudors, I'm sorry. They weren't doing like downward dog. They weren't doing the pretzel, shit like that. I'm sorry. They were probably just doing missionary and they were having a great time. Why are we now throwing in anal? It's not for me. I've shared way too much on this pod and I'm not even drunk. I haven't even had a drink. But I just think, yeah, if there's any men out there that have a low sex drive, that aren't too fussed about, you know, doing it on a balcony. How risky is that? Doing it on a balcony. What if someone sees you and records you? Next thing you're on, I'm just bait. Tits flapping in the wind. It's not what I want. It's not what I planned. So yeah, I hope you will take that on board. Stop doing crazy shit unless you want to do crazy shit. I think men watch, think that's all really normal when it's not. Anyway, let me have a look. Last few bits on my Q&A. What's your Nando's order? Fino pitta, medium, creamy mash or peri peri chips with, oh, sorry, I just snogged the mic, with maybe some macho peas. Or do you know what? No, I'm going to say my honest answer because I felt the pressure there. I like the Fino grains. I like the grains. But like putting in some hot sauce in the grains and eating it with the goat's cheese. Okay. I enjoy that. Leave me alone. Everyone thinks I've shagged Philly. I haven't shagged Philly. I don't know where this has come from and I'm really confused, but I have not shagged Philly. That would be the worst day of his life, bless him. I couldn't do that to him. Oh, everyone asked if I had a... Everyone actually thought I had a BBL from the latest thing I posted on Instagram where I was in a bikini, but this is actually what happened, okay? If you're a flat ass girl like me, this is how you do it, right? So you lay down on something and you spread your cheeks out, sit on the cheeks spread. Looks like you've got a bunda. And that's how I did it. But I did realize that looked crazy. It looked like I'd edited it, but I just genuinely spread my cheeks. And I'd do it again. I would absolutely do it again. And last but not least, who is your favourite in the Bags family? Lisa Bags. I'm sorry to all the Bags. It's Lisa. That's been my solo pod. I think we've had fun. I think we've shared. We've said a lot. And yeah, just remember, live fast and eat ass. Oh, and if you've been watching, give it a like, subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. Bye.